You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. It is that time of the week. Yes, we're starting from scratch. So it goes round in a cycle, does it? It is Monday. It is March the 20th. And you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM. And we're just about a minute after the hour, 7 o'clock. I'm going to be sitting here keeping you company, all being well, until 10 o'clock this morning. Starting off with somebody who's got a birthday today, the 20th of March. We've got Henrik Ibsen. Now, he was born in 1828. He was a major 19th century Norwegian playwright, theatre director and a poet. Most famous among his many plays, which I'm sure you have heard of, are Peer Gynt, A Doll's House, Hedda Gabler, and, last but not least, The Master Builder.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Get you done.
there we go. Nice bit of retro funk starting us off this Monday morning. Starting a week off on the right foot. Or if you're left-footed, on the left foot. The highest charting hit for REM over in the United States got to number four on the Billboard Hot 100. What a great song, Losing My Religion by REM. And the other side of that, when it was released as a single on the B-side, was a little track called Rotary 11. And must have been, I've never heard of it or played it before, so something for me to do one day, is it? So there we are, REM and Losing Our Religion, My Religion. Out of Time, by the way, was the name of the album that came off. Now, status quo time. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 11 minutes after 7 o'clock this morning. This is called Don't Drive My Car. There they go, yes. Status quo drifting off into the distance there, and Don't Drive My Car. Tell you what, we're just a few seconds away from the time. What do we do at 15 minutes after 7 o'clock? We get in the shower, don't we? I've got a good one for you this morning. It's a song. It was written by Michael Lloyd and performed by, I'll tell you in a bit because I'm going to try and see if you can remember. The song reached number 4 on a UK singles chart, number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100, number 38 on the US Adult Contemporary chart. It also reached number 2 in Australia, number 10 in Germany, and number 12 in Japan. Did quite well, didn't it? The song, produced by Lloyd and arranged by Jean de André, was featured on his 1978 album, Feel the Need. But who was it by? I asked myself. Do you know? Do you remember what it was called, even? I tell you what, I'll give you a date. 1978, October. It was released in the States and it was released in January of 79 in the UK. It was Leif Garrett. I Was Made for Dancing. There he goes, Leif Garrett there, and I Was Made for Dancing in the shower with you this morning, 19 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, and, well, out we get, there we go, and off to where it is you're going on this Monday. Leif Garrett, by the way, he was born Leif Nervik, and he was American, obviously American singer, actor and television personality. But unfortunately, I mean, if you look at what he's done over the years, he's done many things, especially because he started as a child actor. And then in the 1970s became famous as a teen idol in music, like with that one, which was the height of the disco area. I Was Made for Dancing. And he later, though, received much publicity for his drug abuse and legal problems. Let that be a warning to you. We're 20 minutes right now after 7 o'clock. Quick couple of good mornings from people with us bright and early this morning. Good morning to Mary Lou and also to Paul over there in the United Kingdom, South London. Guess what? He and Maria, they're on a flight tomorrow. Where to Panama. Of course, many years ago, many, Paul used to work on radio. It's going to be fun because we'll have him with us here in the studio on Friday as well. And also a very good morning to Renee and Rick over there in Athens. You can always guarantee Renee's got a story for us. I don't know how she managed it. I really don't. Anyway, we'll come back to that a little bit later on this morning. you might have noticed, for some reason, the pitch was up on that one, so we're slowly making our way back to where it should be. You should know better now. Just between you and me, that's a Lou Gramm. Just to put that on. That's amazing. I can't remember it being that quick. That's sort of like Energizer Bunny dancing music, wasn't it, when we started off? So, there we go. This one's all right. This is a Beggar of on a Beach of Gold. Comes from Mike and the Mechanics. Minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show.
I didn't know when I was lucky. Discontented, feeling bad. Filled with envy for possessions other people had. I found my pride had always hurt me. Thought the world to gain control. Not realizing I was sitting on a beach of gold. Oh Lord, I'm a poor man with all the riches I can hold. I'm a beggar and I'm sitting on a beach of gold. The problems I encounter me strength, help me sustain, to know the pleasure, first I had to cure the pain, when I was searching for solutions, I found the answer lay in me, I'm a drifter, but I'm drifting on beggar, and I'm sitting on
89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Valley Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And if you want to keep an eye on the time, we're exactly 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And we're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines for today and some of the business news as well. President Xi Jinping flew into Moscow on Monday, where he was expected to discuss or to press Beijing's role as a potential peacemaker in the Ukraine conflict, while Russian President Vladimir Putin hoped for support against Western pressure. Xi will be the first national leader to shake Putin's hand since the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for him on Friday over the deportation of Ukrainian children to Russia since its invasion. And Chinese President Xi Jinping said on Monday that Beijing's proposal on how to solve the Ukraine crisis reflects global views and seeks to neutralize consequences, but acknowledged that the solutions are not easy. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has overseen drills simulating a nuclear counterattack against the US and South Korea in a warning to the allies who are scaling up their joint military exercises, state media KCNA said on Monday. The North's drills involved a short-range missile launch, but unusually, the missile flew from a buried silo, which analysts say would help improve speed and stability in future tests of intercontinental ballistic missiles, ICBMs. China's embassy in the Central African Republic has urged its citizens to avoid travelling outside the capital, Bangui, after a report that 9 Chinese nationals were killed in an attack by militants at a gold mine outside the city. The embassy said in a statement on Sunday there had been many vicious security incidents against workers of foreign mining enterprises in the area, and Chinese citizens still outside of Bangui were requested to evacuate immediately. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced a softening on Monday of his hard right government's judicial overhaul plan, an apparent bid to calm more than 2 months of nationwide protests and misgivings voiced by Western allies. The announcement followed a call on Netanyahu by US President Joe Biden to seek compromise and consensus in the constitutional crisis, but it was scorned by center-left political opposition and stepped-up demonstrations loomed. Police in Pakistan have arrested dozens of supporters and aides of former Prime Minister Imran Khan in raids in 2 cities as part of a crackdown on those involved in recent clashes with the security forces, Khan's party and police said on Monday. Colombian President Gustavo Petro on Sunday said that he had suspended a ceasefire with the Clan del Golfo, the country's largest criminal organization, because it had attacked the police. "I have ordered the armed forces to reactivate all military operations against the Clan del Golfo," Petro said in a tweet. "We will not allow them to continue sowing anxiety and terror in the communities." And Credit Suisse has said that 16 billion Swiss francs, that's around about $17.24 billion, of its additional Tier 1 debt will be written down to zero on the orders of the Swiss regulator as part of its rescue merger with UBS, angering bondholders on Sunday. FINMA, the Swiss regulator, said the decision would bolster a bank's or the bank's capital. The move reflects authorities' desire to see private investors share the pain from Credit Suisse's troubles. It means 81 bondholders appear to be left with nothing, while shareholders who sit below bonds on the priority ladder for repayment in a bankruptcy process will receive $3.23 billion under the UBS deal. French insurer AXA had a limited exposure of about €0.6 billion, around about $639.5 million, to Swiss bank Credit Suisse, it said on Monday. AXA has no exposure to Credit Suisse's AT1s or to Credit Suisse equity. The group has limited exposure to Credit Suisse of circa €0.6 billion, comprising of covered bonds and senior bonds. AXA has less than €20 million exposure to bank AT1s, the insurer said in an emailed statement. And sticking with the banks, First Republic Bank saw its credit ratings downgraded deeper into junk status by S&P Global, which said that the lender's recent $30 billion deposit infusion from 11 big banks may not solve its liquidity problems. S&P cut First Republic's credit rating 3 notches to B+ from BB+, and warned that another downgrade is possible. Other ratings were also lowered. The agency said that First Republic likely faced a high liquidity stress with substantial outflows last week, reflecting its need for more deposits, increased borrowing from the Federal Reserve, and the suspension of its common stock dividend. A Singapore shoe recycling project will be subject to surprise inspections. This is following a Reuters investigation that found that footwear that it donated to the scheme was not recycled, Singapore's Minister of Culture said on Monday. US petrochemicals giant Dow Inc. and Sport Singapore, government agency, had pledged that the shoes would be ground down to make playgrounds and running tracks. The investigation using location trackers, which were hidden inside the soles of shoes, found that sneakers donated by Reuters in Singapore had instead been exported to Indonesia for resale. And the European share markets opened sharply lower and government bonds and gold rallied in a rush for safety on Monday as the emergency weekend rescue of banking heavyweight Credit Suisse left the financial system facing widespread uncertainty. Sunday had seen the most dramatic intervention since the global financial crisis, with UBS buying Credit Suisse for 3 billion francs. That's about $3.2 billion. This was in a shotgun wedding. And the world's top central banks pledging daily dollar funding offerings. Shocked European bank shares initially slumped over 5% as market shares started trading. Credit Suisse's own shares fell over 63%. Those of its acquirer, UBS, dropped nearly 13%, while the broader European Stoxx 600 that fell 1.6% before staging a modest recovery. And lastly, electric vehicles. They've got those big batteries, haven't they? Well, for many electric vehicles, there is no way to repair or assess even slightly damaged battery packs after accidents, forcing insurance companies to write off cars that have just got a few miles on the clock, leading to higher premiums and undercutting gains from going electric. Now, those battery packs are piling up in scrap yards in some countries. A previously unreported and expensive gap in what was supposed to be a circular economy. We're buying electric cars for sustainability reasons, said Matthew Avery, research director and automotive risk intelligence company Thatcham Research. But an EV isn't very sustainable if you've got to throw the battery away after a minor collision. Battery packs can cost tens of thousands of dollars and represent up to 50% of an EV's price tag, often making it uneconomical to replace them. That's the thing perhaps we hadn't thought about enough. So, there we go. Anyway, that's some of the things in the international news, some of the items in the business news, of course, strongly reflecting the issues and the problems in the banking world.
Are you ready to go? Are you ready to go? Tonight is yours. Better put on the show. The music's starting. Gotta let your light glow while you're still young. 'Cause you're still young. Yeah, you're still young. Come on, pretty thing, what you waiting for?
Oh, there we go. Sophie Ellis Bextor and While We're Still Young. Right, I tell you what, let's take a look at... let me just get myself on. I'd have to read it from so far. which is switched off anyway. So anyway, listen, let's say a couple of good mornings. We're going to start with Mary Lou. She drops a little line this morning as we're all getting ready. She says, good day to everybody. Wishing everybody an absolutely amazing Monday. So thank you very much for that. You asked if we could play a piece of music for you this morning. It comes from the Bay City Rollers. And it's this one is You Made Me Believe in Magic. There we go, yeah, Bay City Rollers, and You Made Me Believe in Magic. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 14 minutes right now. That's before the hour of, 8 o'clock. Right, now let me see. Let me go over to here. My WhatsApp on my phone's taking a while to come up. I tell you what, I can read it off of the big screen. The letters aren't as big as I wish, but never mind. this is always okay. This is Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece. Now, of course, you know Renee basically lives a life of luxury, don't you, Renee? Until you get into trouble, which is what she did over the weekend. This says a good Monday morning. Hope you all had a nice weekend. We were on a nice hillside trek with the dogs on Saturday morning. Got off path and were weaving our way back down the hill to find the path. Rick had the dogs and I was leading. Stepped on a loose rock and went flying through the air. As you do. Landed on my back on a rock. Oh dear, that sounds painful. Gashed my left palm. Twisted my ankle and have a 4x6 inch bruise on my back. Seriously, I've just got to stop falling. Made our way back down the hill and home, where Dr. Rick bandaged me up. Lord help me. At least we saw lots of pretty spring flowers before the fall. and you sent me pictures of some, which are all very nice. Please play Follow You Down by the Gin Blossoms. Just don't follow me, she says. Okay, well, as I say, never a dull moment, is there, really, for Rene's life? And on this particular occasion, the dogs didn't push you? They normally sort of do that, don't they? There's a little bit of a plot. And I haven't given Rene's last name or surname because you never know. Somebody might be listening who arranges her health insurance. And they might not want to be doing that anymore. Anyway, it's Gin Blossoms, Follow You Down. Go for Rene this morning. The Gin Blossoms and Follow You Down. And Rene says here, so dogs were guilt-free. It was the Rick's fault. You spelled Rick wrong. You spelled it with an O. You spelled it rocks. It was a rock's fault. But, you know, it's a plan, don't you? The dogs and Rick, they've all got together. Are you heavily insured, by the way? Just checking. She says, we do have really good international insurance. Yes, I'm talking about life insurance. Anyway, I was just taking a little rummage around the music. I think this one is probably quite applicable for you. It comes from Status Quo. We started off with Status Quo this morning, but I came across this one. It's called Falling Off the World. I wouldn't put it past you either. 7 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, local news at the top of the hour.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee. Thank you.
we were searching for, they don't matter anymore. It's gone more for the road.
And there we go, Swing Out Sister taking us up to the top of the hour with Beautiful Mess. That one wasn't dedicated to you, Renee. But Renee dropped me a little line. And Rick, she says, Rick is afraid to let me out of the house anymore. That's okay. As long as you don't struggle, those chains won't leave too many marks, all right? So, you know, just sit quietly. Listen to the radio. Anyway, time on The Breakfast Show. It's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now Vale Motors in the City of Knowledge. They'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Valley Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valley Motors.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Cool
FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Happy.
as she moves like she should.
She's moving so good.
We get high on the beat. And the people we meet.
Come on, people. Now. Come on.
Never dancing alone, cause the beat is our home. We got tight toes.
Simply Red, Tight Tones. I'm not sure what they're talking about. I got nothing that's tight anymore. It's all sort of been taken over by gravity. Talking about being taken over by gravity, I think that's something that Renee needs. She needs an anti-gravity suit, really, doesn't she? We're just making our way to 17 minutes after the hour o'clock. Let's say a very good morning to Christopher. Christopher Boatman. Good morning to you, Christopher. Christopher drops a quick line and he just says, good morning, Jerry D, Yasmin and listeners. And you asked if we could play What a Crying Shame by the Mavericks.
I'm
And there we go. What a crying shame. That's for Christopher this morning and the Mavericks. And if you are keeping an eye on the time, 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, we're here on 89.3 Call FM. Take another track. Let's see if we can find out what Ingrid's up to, shall we?
I don't want to think about nothing, just watching you dancing. Feel like the beginning of something. In the end, all I wanna do is just fall in. I don't wanna think about nothing. Everybody got so much to say. Every time we push it away, every day a new reason to stay. 'Cause we gotta be. It's crumbling. Every day another new something. But in the end, can't nobody do us in. I just wanna think about loving. Won't ever give it up, no. We got a one-way ticket, love. We ain't going no place but up. Nothing can stop this. No one can top us.
Oh, we got a big love.
How you doing? Yes, we are at gate 6, 7, and 8 in Pune Airport, getting ready to go fly to Delhi to see all kinds of things. My friend here has some business there, and he says, while I were there, we'll swing out and go see, guess what, the Taj Mahal, one of the most beautiful palaces ever built in this country. I'm looking at all the beautiful photographs along the wall. That's a couple of those places I went to yesterday. I'm telling you, oh, my legs are tired. We walked up these steep steps to go to a Buddhist cave that was hand-carved. Oh, my goodness, there must have been 325 steps up and the same amount coming back down. My legs were screaming, mercy, mercy me, won't you stop a hurting me? Yeah, and then the day before, we had gone to a fort. I can't remember the name of it. Boy, oh boy, oh, I hate that when that happens. But it was another beautiful fort that was on top of a hill that was changed to a museum and is the only museum in the entire country that is also a hotel. And the man who built the fort loved his elephant so much that he built the staircase and the arch big enough to let his elephant come in, and they sat at a stone table together for every meal. Huh, talk about a great pen pal and someone to keep you company. Oh, yes, it has been an exhilarating taste of everything. A little burn here, a little burn there, you just never know. But my friend Pavir was very kind and gave me something to kind of help me with the digestion. A little amapola, as we call it. Yep, it does the trick. Stopped anything from the spores from growing in my belly. It did indeed, and I'm feeling good. He says everybody who comes, he gives them this. So I've been taking that. taking my things. I've been resting up, getting ready because I'm so excited. I'm going to be going to, yes, you heard me, the Taj Mahal. Woohoo, I can't wait. All right, you guys be safe back there. It's the middle of the night for you right now, and I'm just about to board a plane, so that's why I'm doing it a little early. So I hope I'm not too hyper for you. All right, Jerry, are you? Yes, you guys take care, and back to you in the studio.
There we go. That's called Tun, D-H-U-N, is that Tun? Might be right. Anyway, there's some sort of atmospheric music to help Ingrid on her way. What a wonderful travel she's having, I tell you. And I've been to Mumbai, or what we used to call Bombay. That's an amazing city, but I tell you, it's really quite an eye opener. Everywhere is so busy over there. It's absolutely amazing. So anyway, safe travels to Ingrid. I'm sure she's going to fancy going to see the Taj Mahal. Love to go and see that. Anyway, time on The Breakfast Show, 29 after 8 o'clock.
Tomorrow.
Oh, there we go, Wham and Club Tropicana. We are 27 minutes away from 9 o'clock. I was just looking at some news, which is basically hot off the press. It says here that the Earth is likely to cross a critical global warming threshold within the next decade unless drastic changes are made, a major United Nations report has said. The report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, a body of experts convened by the United States, says it is still possible to hold global warming to relatively safe levels, but doing so will require global cooperation, billions of dollars, and big changes. Yeah, the 30s, I reckon, we could cross. I tell you, once you've crossed it, bye-bye, human race. People say, oh, no, no, the planet's in danger. No, the planet's not in danger. It's just going to shrug us off and start again. May take it a million years to get itself sorted out, but trust me, it will do it. And there we go, yes, spirits in the material world. And time on The Breakfast Show, we are 23 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. And coming up, if you missed the news today, don't forget, we do have it for you at 9 o'clock again. So, if you missed it today, we've got it for you at 9. That, of course, was the police. Now, this gentleman, his name is Travis Denning, and it's a bit of country. Nothing wrong with that, is there? Tank of gas and a radio song doesn't get much better than that, does it? So if your car's full and you're listening to us, this is for you.
Swear one Bud Light sip and I buzz back. One Jack and Diane, I'm in the past. Lost in the middle of 17. Yeah, everything about you and me. Was a tank of gas and a radio song down to the right and same.
sing along. One busy kiss, girl, I was gone. Your hand up under my shirt, it still feels like it's right there. Windshield hard, midnight air. Any good thing, it don't last long. Like a tank of gas and a radio song. Still see your hand out on the wind, that dashboard blue on your skin, that fire, that touch, that wild, that rush, yeah, that was us running down a high. Wish all it took to go back in time was a tank of gas and a radio song. Down to the right and sing along. One misty kiss, girl, I was gone. Your hand up under my shirt, it still feels like it's right there. Any good thing, it don't last long. Like a tank of gas and a radio song. Was a tank of gas and a radio song. Was a tank of gas and a radio song. Down to the right and sing along. One misty kiss, girl, I was gone. Your hand up under my shirt, it still feels like it's right there. Windshield hard, midnight air. Any good thing, it don't last long. Like a tank of gas and a radio song. Tank of gas and a radio song.
The best place to be in the mornings. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
'Cause we play
this.
I remember when that came out, I really fell in love with that song. Take a Bow, my Madonna. Beautiful song. Came off of her album, a 1994 album, called Bedtime Stories, and was released as the album's second single. That was on the 6th of December in 1994 by Maverick Records. A mid-tempo pop ballad written and produced by Madonna together with Babyface, following the sexually explicit persona portrayed by Madonna on her previous album, which was Erotica. She wanted to tone down her image for Bedtime Stories. Guess so that they could sing it to their kids. Anyway, experimenting with a new musical direction and a more radio-friendly sound, Madonna decided to collaborate with Babyface, whose work with other musicians had impressed her. The song, Take a Bow, was developed after she listened to the basic beat and chords of a piece of music composed by him. So yeah, Take a Bow from Madonna. This isn't Madonna, it's Lulu. The man who sold the world. There we go, that is Lulu and the man who sold the world. And Del Dimitri, well, he would just say, just like a man. This is Del Dimitri. And it is just a man. 9.5 minutes, by the way, keep your nine of time before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9. We're checking with Yasmin in the last hour. See how her weekend went and what is lined up for during the week. And if we've got a couple of people born on this day in music, we'll take a look at that as well.
I still don't believe it, how much we lied. Last night you made it with him, now I'm supposed to be dead. No fight, just like a man.
Dimitri, and Just Like a Man. And talking about men, somebody who had a birthday today. Yep, the 20th of March, going back to the year 1836. It was a gentleman whose name was Edward Poynter, spelled P-O-Y-N-T-E-R. He was an English painter, designer, draftsman, and art administrator. Now, it appears from the subjects of his paintings, which was famous ones like King Solomon and King Solomon's Temple, and his association with Rudyard Kipling, that he was probably a Freemason. Prints of his painting, The Visit of the Queen of Sheba to King Solomon, are to be found apparently in many Masonic lodges around the world. So anyway, here's the 3 degrees. When will I see you again? There they go, into the distance there, the 3 degrees, and where will I see you again? Here on the Breakfast Show, the time is just a minute away from the top of the hour as we make our way up to the news. Just to remind you, our last hour this morning, we'll be chatting with Yasmin and see how life is in the world of Yaz. And also, we will, all being well, we'll take a look and see if, I tell you what, I know there's one good musician, well, I think there's probably quite a few, that were born on this day in music, probably one that Yasmin wouldn't know, because it goes back a long, long time. It was the English sort of sweetheart, during World War II. But I shall play something if Yasmin does. Anyway, let's go and check out the news, shall we?
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Every morning, FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Got out of town on a boat on the southern islands, sailing to reach before a following sea. She was making for the trades on the outside, and the downhill run to Papeete. Off the wind on this heading lies a Marquesas. We got 80 feet of a water line.
Nice to make in way.
In a noisy bar in Avalon, I tried to call you. But on a midnight watch, I realized
why twice you ran away.
Think about
how many times.
Southern Cross, and that's Crosby, Stills and Nash. We're just coming down for 16 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, just taking a little run. By the way, we found a couple of people with birthdays today in the world of entertainment, so that is still to come. Now, talking about birthdays, we're taking a look at some of the people who got birthdays today. Jerry Reed, back in 1937, American country music singer and actor. He appeared in more than a dozen films, probably best known for singing Eastbound and Down, the theme song from the film Smokey and the Bandit, in which he also co-starred. And another one, we got John Cameron was born on this day. The year was 1944, a British composer, arranger, conductor and a musician, well known for his many film, TV and stage credits and for his contributions to pop recordings, notably those of the likes of Donovan. Yeah, remember Donovan? Yeah, of course you do. Right, now Donovan, let me see, who else have we got? Cilla Black and the group Hot Chocolate, they are, for many years. A version of Cameron's arrangement of Led Zeppelin's A Whole Lot of Love was used as the theme music for the BBC TV show, which was Top of the Pops. Now, come on, how many remember Top of the Pops? Really? Okay. Anyway, I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to play a track from Donovan. And the reason I'm going to play this one was when I was on the radio back in the days of yore. I had a half-hour program. A half-hour, that's amazing, isn't it? How short is that? You're wishing this was only half an hour, really, aren't you? It was cool. The song is the name of the signature tune for the show, and it was Donovan's Hurdy Gurdy Man.
A star in my vast sleep, I opened my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Just then, when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love, then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. History is of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love, then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Hurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy sang. Hurdy-gurdy-hurdy-gurdy-hurdy-gurdy-hurdy-gurdy-hurdy-gurdy.
Go. That's Donovan and the Hurdy Gurdy Man, and that was recorded back in April 1968 and released the following month as a single. The song gave its name to the album Hurdy Gurdy Man, which was released in October of that year in the United States. The single, believe it or not, reached number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 and the in the US, number 4 on the UK singles chart. And Donovan wrote Hurdy Gurdy Man while in Rishikesh in India, where he was studying transcendental meditation with the Beatles. Now, the recording, really, I suppose it's a little bit harder rock harder rock sound than Donovan's usual material, supplying a range of distorted guitars and aggressive drums. Also, by the way, features there, probably noticed it, an Indian influence with the use of a tambora, a gift to Donovan from George Harrison, who also helped with the lyrics. The song may have been influenced by, well, probably a lot of things. It was 1968, for heaven's sake. But they just say it could have been influenced by Green Circles, a psychedelic 1967 song by Small Faces. The similarity is in the melody of the descending verse. By the way, I've got my radio program here, Forces Radio Charger, 1968. And I think that's probably about the time I was doing a Sunday morning program. And I think Hurdy Gurdy Man was on during the week in 1968 as well. Just check it out. Certainly for my interest, I'm sure you're not interested. time on the Breakfast Show. We're 21 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock. And in a minute, we'll check in with Yasmin. But first, this is Say I'm Your Number One. Princess.
No, no.
And as I mentioned, that is Princess, and Say I'm Your Number One. Yasmin, you're my number one.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes, it's only you and me.
So you are my number one too.
That's right, absolutely. Yes, we got that one nailed down, haven't we? How was your weekend?
Oh, very good, at home.
Yeah?
We got the visit of my sister with her kids.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we had a nice time there.
How old are your sister's kids?
On Saturday,
mm-hmm.
she went just with the boy,
mm-hmm.
and he's 20. He's 20 right now.
He's 20?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Not a boy anymore.
No.
No.
But she has two more.
The two
bigger
more?
One, yeah. The bigger one is 22.
Really? Okay.
Uh-huh. And the little one is 18. 11.
Oh. 11, that's a big gap.
Yes.
Then what happened? The TV broke down? Oh, lovely. Oh, that must have been nice.
Yes.
Were you celebrating anything in particular or just getting together?
No, yeah, just getting together. My mom cooked a very nice meal and, yeah, we were there.
Oh, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, mm-hmm. Nice family get together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do that when we get Lala out in the morning. We have a family get together. that's good. Oh, wonderful. So you didn't go out anywhere in particular or?
No, because on Saturday my car was in the taller.
Oh, yeah. How did you get on with that?
Very good. Yeah, in the afternoon we went to pick it up and it's perfect.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Yep. Still got all its wheels.
Oh, yes. Now I can drive to Chiriquí or to El Valle or to El Castillo de Kevin.
Oh, there you go. Yes, there you go. There's no end to it, is there really? So, yeah, I must admit, I mean, I feel I could do that with my car now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's running very nicely.
Yeah.
So, which makes it, I've got to go down and play with one of the fog lamps today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, needs adjusting. Mm. So, okay, good. And what about today? Anything planned?
Today, no. Tomorrow I have a movie.
Okay, which one's that?
That one is, it's Ian's favorite, but I forgot the name.
His name's Ian.
Let me tell you. No. Where is it? John Wick 4.
Oh, okay. That should be quite good. That's the sort of action adventure thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
exactly.
they're quite good.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the type of movies I like. Because he's sort of proper man. He doesn't wear a cape.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, none of this sort of, you know, running around with big hammers and all sort of thing. This is a man's movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't need a cape. Do we?
Exactly.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking, I mean, we're going to probably fill up a few. We've got a nice sort of relaxing week so far, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, look forward to that. Oh, and by the way, remember when we were talking with Winnie last week?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going on Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, yes.
So I'm going for my... it's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Find out where I was in another life.
Exactly.
I was probably a king.
Yes,
I would think so.
Yes, but remember we have different lives, so maybe,
yeah, that's right.
Maybe once of that you were a king, maybe then you were a slave, or maybe
or a bunny rabbit.
Yes, yeah. We never know.
Oh, okay. Well, and we got a couple of Born on This Day of music.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first one today?
Okay, the first one is Jimmy Bangun, American blues rock guitarist and singer, who was a member of the Fabulous Thunderbirds. He is the older brother of the late guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Mm-hmm.
The Fabulous Thunderbirds had two hit songs of the 1980s, Tough Enough and Wrap It Up.
Tough Enough. Let's have that one, shall we?
Tough enough.
That's it, Tough Enough. Mm-hmm. And that was from the Fabulous Thunderbirds. You remember that, wouldn't you? Well, we have played it.
Really? No, I don't remember it.
Well, I'm going to keep asking. I'm going to ask you, what did I play last week?
Maybe the other one. Grab It Up. Do you have that one?
I don't think I do, actually. No? Let me see if I can see. Soon tell you. Grab It Up.
And do you remember his brother, Steve Ray?
No.
No?
Mm. No.
Mm.
No. Ray Vaughan. No. No, I don't have that one.
Oh, okay.
Was it called Grab It Up or something? Grab It or?
Grab It Up, yeah.
Grab It Up.
Mm-hmm.
No, I put in Grab It, and I can't find Rabbit either. So, but who's the other one?
The other one is Richard Drumey.
Ah, okay.
He was born in 1959 from Go West, who had the 1985 UK number 5 single We Close Our Eyes, and hits with Call Me and King of Wishful Thinking. Go West were named Best British Newcomer at the 1986 Brit Awards.
I'm
remember that one, don't we, Yes?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes, there we go. Go West, then, King of Wishful Thinking. Right, so, well, off you go today, I guess. And a supermarket today, or did you do that yesterday?
No, that was yesterday.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You're organized. Mm-hmm. The good lady, Christine, she went to the supermarket last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's better at night, right?
I don't know. I don't know if there is a time that it's better, really. I miss the old days, you know, when I could only go at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and used to meet everybody the same time every week.
Yeah.
I tell you, when you think back to those 2 years we lost, really, isn't it?
Exactly.
And it seems like a dream when you think back at it.
Yeah.
What we put up with, we had to, really, didn't we? Well, look, you have an enjoyable day.
Thank you, too, and everybody.
And you were talking about, did I remember Stevie Ray Vaughan? Well, he was a good guitarist. And I found one. I've got one here in my collection. Superstition, Stevie Ray Vaughan. And we'll be together again mañana.
Yes, see you tomorrow.
Take care, yes. That's for you, by the way, the applause.
For one of the world's premier guitar players, Mr. Stevie Ray Vaughan. Yeah.
There we go. This is Stevie Ray Vaughan on guitar then, his version of Superstition, which got the thumbs up from Mary Lou, said I think I prefer that to Stevie Wonder's version. Well, it's very good, I must admit. So, right, now I said that there was a... Thank you. I said there was another artist today that has a birthday, and we're going back to the year... we're going back to the, just let me get up here because I've got all here. Yeah, we're going back to the year 1917. And I'm talking about Dame Vera Lynn. Now, she was born on the 20th of March, 1917. She was an English singer, songwriter, and an actress widely known as the Fosse's Sweetheart, whose musical recordings and performances were enormously popular. This was during the Second World War. The songs are most associated with her, We'll Meet Again, The White Cliffs of Dover, Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square, and They'll Always Be in England. She remained popular after the war, appearing on radio and television in the UK and in the United States, and recording such hits as Alvida Zane, Sweetheart, and her UK number one single, My Son, My Son. Now, her last single, I Love This Land, was released to mark the end of the Falklands War. In 2009, at the age of 92, she became the oldest living artist to top the UK albums chart with a compilation album, We'll Meet Again, The Very Best of Vera Lynn. Then she went on and released the compilation album of her hits, Vera Lynn 100, in 2017. This was to commemorate her centennial year. And it was a number three hit, making her the first centenarian performer to have an album in the charts. How about that then? Vera Lynn. This is another time, another place.
Still in the fashion of today, but quietly now. More intimate and personal. Let me stand aside while you listen to Vera Lynn.
Another place to be together again. This kiss, this same embrace, will be more wonderful then. Though goodbye is a sad time, be glad we had time to fall in love. Only you can provide. But then,
darling, then
I'll just pretend you're still right here at my side. Now give me once more that kiss I adore. Then I'll let you go, but we'll meet another time.
Another time.
Another place.
Another place.
I know.
Don't know when.
I, with a smile, dear, won't let this parting upset you. I'll not forget you. Sweet heart.
We'll meet again. Don't know when, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know.
there we go. That's Dame Vera Lynn, together there with Alfie Beau. And We'll Meet Again. That was the 2017 version that I mentioned that was released for her centenario. Right, now, by the way, the first one we played, you probably noticed the introduction to that very sort of crackly and poppy and whatever. That came from an album which was called Journey into Stereophonic Sound. And that was a compilation of all different types of music introduced into each track was introduced. And it was a demonstration record of stereo sound. It was released back in 1958. So I was nine. You can imagine, I was sort of awed, absolutely awed, because this a friend of my father's had these huge speakers, and they're playing this this album. And I tell you what, I'm going to play how it opens up. It's called The Train Sequence, and this was how they demonstrated stereo sound back in 1958.
This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new values, and a new experience. Stereophonic sound.
That's how we were introduced to stereophonic sound back in 1958. And I tell you what, it was exciting. And also, by the way, notice steam trains. Yes, none of your diesel or electrics in those days. Dirty old sooty steam trains. Love them. I can almost sense the smell as you got off the train. You walked down the platform and went past the train with the steam and the coal and the... anyway... That's it. That's brought us to the end of this morning's program. And a big thanks go out this morning. Ingrid, how about that? Checking into with us from the airport in India. And well, she's away. She's going to be seeing the Taj Mahal. Look forward to seeing those pictures. So big thanks to Ingrid for making really quite some effort to keep in touch with us while she's away. Big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing our social media and everything else. So big thanks to Yasmin. My co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom. He's back in Windsor looking after Mum. So big thanks to Neil. The boys and girls at Group of Grad, of course, who keep us up and running, turn us on and turn us off. And they're saying, come on, get on with it. I want to turn you off. So big thanks to them. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Now, remember, I'll be back with you tomorrow, 7.30 in the morning, tomorrow being Tuesday. So please make a point of joining us, whatever it is you're going to be doing during the course of today. Please, please, please do it carefully. What do you want to be doing tomorrow? That's 7.30? 7 o'clock. Not going to have one. 7 o'clock. Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.